manager Danny Penswick after today's 1-1 draw away at Congleton. Sum that up for us, please.
A good point. Congleton's a tough place to come, and they're a decent side, big, physical. One of the better sides in our league, I'd say. I think the league table's a bit unfair to them. So to come here at any time in the season and come away with anything is a bonus. And I think we're a full value for the 1-1. Could have probably nicked it at the end. A few dodgy decisions. But apart from that, no, really pleased with the guys. I think apart from the goal, they didn't have a shot on target. We kept them out and looked dangerous when we went forward. So, yeah, good, pleased with the point. Could have been more. But we move on to Tuesday in good spirits.
Other results around the league have seen other teams drop points, bar maybe Al Seju, who picks up a late win at Silsden. Is that important?
It's important, yeah, because it gets further distance between us and the bottom three, which is where we don't want to be at this stage of the season. It's not where I think we'll be, but in all realism, nobody wants to be down there, so any further distance we can get between us and that is a bonus. So, yeah, it's important. But even if they'd won, I'd still be happy with the point here.
There was a clear difference between the first and the second half performance. We seemed to lift ourselves a lot more in the second half and really got at them. Was that something you made clear at half-time you wanted them to do?
In terms of making it clear, I don't know. I think we played. Came down here, and it's a long way from Blackpool to get to Congleton, and we came down Alsasia 10 days ago. And we had a similar kind of performance where we were just waiting for things to happen, I thought as players, there was a few of us out there who were just waiting for somebody else to do something and didn't kind of take the bull by the horns and go and do that themselves. Second half, didn't change too much in all honesty. The only thing I said to the lads is to drop our wingers in slightly. Both Billy and Jake are great attacking players. But sometimes wingers are thick and they make defenders' jobs easy for themselves, and that's what they did. The first half, you saw Billy and Jake just mark their fullbacks for him, which was nice, and I'm sure that if I was a fullback, I'd love the winger to mark me. But second half, we dropped him 10 yards deeper, which gave us extra bodies in midfield for the second balls, and then we were coming onto the balls as a team, so we were always on the front foot. Just a slight tweak like that, but apart from that, I think the lads just realised that he was there for us if we wanted it, and they wanted it, and they went out there and showed us second half.
And how good was Josh Westwood today at the back for us?
He's a monster, isn't he? That's what happens when he stays in on a Friday night. No, but joking apart, Josh has been great for Squires Gate since he first came at the start of last season. Came as a centre mid, moved him back to centre half, and he's still learning the position. Centre half's a very difficult position to play. And the more you play it, the more experience you get and the more you understand the game. And what impressed me most about Josh today wasn't his winning of the headers and his defensive clearances, because that's Josh Westwood, that's what he's good at. What impressed me most is the way he led the back four in terms of his talking, his communication, and I've spoken to him about it. And if he can add that to his game, and if he can have organisation and awareness kind of out of possession and not just see ball, head ball and all the rest of it, then he'll be an even better player. But he's been outstanding for us, and he just built on that again today.
And Trouty at the other side of him had another solid game, and what a ball over for Tanza for the goal. Talk me through that one.
I don't know how he's done it. I haven't seen that from him all season. He's brought it down, a little shimmy, and then fantastic ball. No, all joking aside, Trouty, for a big lad, he's got exceptional feet. He sometimes tries to do it in the wrong areas because he wants to play, but his feet and his awareness and his quality on the ball's undeniable. Often at this level, you get your centre-halves into a thing of head and kick and tackle and everything else like that. But we've got centre-halves who can play, and Trouty showed that today. Give him time to play. Great ball, great run from Tanza, and great composure in the finish to draw us 1-1.
And good to see Al Cahoon off the bench returning from injury. Does that strengthen your squad for Tuesday night?
It does. I've got some decisions to make in terms of, I can't fault any of the lads for the last, one defeat in seven? And even that, we weren't at our best, but that was no one individual's fault. I can't fault them. So in terms of making decisions, I'm going to have to make them, but all the lads are pushing each other, and that's bringing the best out of it. I mean, you've seen today, Nobby and Statey started centre mid. We have Alcoon, who's now returned to fitness. Deegan's on the bench, who's an asset. Mike Orr wasn't here. Al McKendrick, who missed out through illness, unfortunately. So we've got players pushing players. And that competition for places breeds people wanting to do it, people wanting to win, and people wanting to say, listen, Danny, I want to start centre mid. I'm going to show you what I can do. And that's of only benefit to myself and to the team and for us moving forward.
And next up is Winsford on Tuesday night. They beat Darwin today. It'll be a tough game, but I think we've got enough to do it.
Yeah. I'm not going to say no. No. I do. I fancy us in every game. And I mean, I know we had a chat the other week, and well, it was on Wednesday night, and I said, if we win all our games in hand on Main Road, we'd go level on points with them. And that's the way I'm looking at it. I know that you've mentioned teams around us not picking up points, which is a bonus. But when I look at that table, I don't just look below. I look above, because we're in the position we are at the moment and we need to get out of it. But I don't want to be in this position once we're out of it. And next season, all being well, I hope to build on it and get us better and moving up the table. So whilst we look below us, I'm also looking above us to seeing where we can finish, how high can we finish, and challenging the lads to do that.
And finally, just to do your team talk for you and to all the lads listening out there, it is my birthday on Tuesday night, so I expect a win from you all.
Is it the big 30?
3 points from your 21st.
It's not your 21st.
It is. Thank you very much, Danny Penswick.
Cheers.
Thank you.